Hi, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Paper Playlist, and I'm Will.
And I'm Caroline.
And first, we're going to play for you a new song by Tallest Man on Earth.
The hours, but hours to find. There was no way to live in simple dreams. There was no straightness to our line. Gravel in hand, to darling, we're moving the mountains around. This is the fire of leaving pains. When the love is gone, but the need remains. To the shivering cold of day, when the house is gone but the street remains. Oh, I guess it's true. I guess these rivers never knew. And then so finally the nighttime comes. There is no light to cast the blame. No need to hide. No fear who I'd meet in some grocery lane. This is the fire of leaving pains. When the love is gone but the need remains. Into the shivering cold of day. When the house is gone but the street remains. Oh, I guess it's true. These rivers never knew. Still you turn me up. I see their way of letting go. They'll be the same. And whatever changes, these changes I know. This is the fire of leaving pains. When we're not that strong and the need remains. Into the shivering lights of day. Gone, but the fields remain. Oh, I guess it's true. I guess these rivers never knew.
So as I
You didn't see me, I was falling apart. crack up. I'm born a drag, but still on. Now I only think about Los Angeles when the sun kicks out. Now I only think about Los Angeles when the sun kicks out.
All right, that was Andrew Bird with Are You Serious? And we really got right into it with Tallest Man on Earth, Rivers. After that was a Bon Iver song. Saying that, they say that right? I always get confused.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Yeah, it's like the French sort of.
And I'm not even going to say the song title because
it's 22 over soon.
It's over soon.
Over soon.
And then we played Pink Rabbits by The National.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like we need to talk about something that's a common theme on this show. It's geocaching.
Indeed.
Guess I should update our wide audience about...
There are dozens of us.
There are dozens. There may be one or two. Twos of us. About my summer expedition where I found like 80 something geocaches in 6 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was wild. Definitely.
That's
definitely
more than a geocache a day, right?
I would find multiples.
Yeah.
Well, usually I'd be like, every other day I'd go geocaching and I'd find like two or three.
Gotcha.
Really just dependent. But since I've gotten back to Lafayette, the geocaching has been slim. Mm. But I have found some on the Arts Trail and some in the cemetery. And it's been an adventure. And that's all I'm going to do during fall break is geocache.
and the one at Center Square. Oh,
yeah,
finally, the great mystery.
I found the one in Center Square. Yeah. I still have yet to go look for the one at Wawa. And there's one by CHT. So there's some more close by to look for.
Well, that's exciting stuff.
It's exciting. We love geocaching.
We love it.
It's huge.
Biggest geocache in America.
I wonder what that would be, actually.
I wonder, is there a place that's known for having a lot of geocaches?
Well, anywhere that has a lot of people living there is really the... So it's just because you need population to maintain the geocaches. So like in Vermont, even though there's a lot of nature, there weren't that many because only some people live in Vermont.
Right, that makes sense.
But they had Geo Woodstock in Colorado.
Wow.
So maybe that's like a big place for geocaching.
That sounds huge.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
When is that? Is that an annual thing?
It's an annual thing. It was in like August. I follow a geocaching channel on YouTube and the guy was there, so...
Peace, love, and geocaching.
Basically, yeah.
Cool. Well, what are we going to play next?
We could play a song that I just had in my mind. Oh, there's a fun song. It's called Fiona Coin. I forget who it's by. It's by, Fiona. What? He's typing Sophia right now.
I said Sophia.
I said Fiona.
Oh,
From Shrek?
Yeah.
Coin, C-O-Y. Oh, sad.
It's on here.
Well, why don't you talk for a second?
Okay, I'll, just talking. So, it appears that I spelt the name of the band wrong. We're doing great on this show right now. All right, here we go.
Yeah. I think I was embarrassing with them, wasn't I? Does that mean you didn't put it in your pain? No, I did. Too much.
can't believe it's hard to show that every day feels like a dream. I'll give my world to keep that girl right next to me.
Could you call that girl again? I should go back. Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Hoo-hoo, Jaskin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right. That was a PSA about going outside and enjoying the outdoors. And before that, we had the song Archie, Marry Me by Alves.
Alves.
Spelt with two V's.
Yes.
And yeah.
I would like to give a shout out to my dad, who's listening, or probably one of our few listeners right now. So thanks for listening, Dad.
That could be. I'd also like to shout out to our entire listener base, which potentially is Caroline's dad. So.
So yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a great day on campus to be listening to a radio show.
It is.
So what are we listening to next, Will?
Well, I'm thinking about some Vampire Weekend, but I am open to suggestions on the Vampire Weekend song we choose.
I am really, really down for anything, honestly. Whatever you're feeling.
Okay. Maybe A-Punk?
A-Punk's good.
All right, let's do it.
What you done? I told you about.
face on a football field and a kiss that I kept.
Godmother? Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh. That does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
What did they do? What did they do to my city? I pushed Michael Yu away from the binoculars and took a look.
Hey!
In the streets below, traffic had stopped. Pedestrians were lying on sidewalks and curled up in doorways. There was no sign of violence, no wrecks, nothing like that. It was as if the people in New York had simply decided to stop whatever they were doing and pass out. Ice coated my stomach. A line from the prophecy rang in my ears.
And see the world in endless sleep.
Not dead. He has put the entire island of Manhattan to sleep. The invasion has started. To find out what happens next, read Percy Jackson and the Olympians by Rick Riordan. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library and visit read.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And that was the paper playlist.
And it was, and I think that's it for the night.
Yes, indeed. I'm Will, and
I'm Caroline.
And we will see you, or you will hear us next week.
Yep, next week.
All right.
Read the paper tomorrow.
Yes. Adios.